Welcome to Marooned at Magpie's Headquarters, day 84. And the crew are exhausted. It all seemed like a good idea at the time, which was to tidy the studio. Can I just say, it wasn't my idea. Well, I guess actually it was. But it wasn't for my benefit, I can assure you. No, it was for Mike's. So, who have we got in the chat with us? Hello, Kim. Oh, cooking dinner. But you'll be listening. Excellent. Throw everything under the bed. I would if I could. Been there, done that before. Under the bed. Full. But in a good way. It's not just rubbish under the bed. Oh, no. Totally organised. Prior to joining the Catanians, we did not really have a need for much in the way of cards, gift wrapping, gift cards, you name it. But now we do. So what we have under the bed is a dedicated plastic storage box that is made for wrapping paper. And it is full to overflowing, but at least we know where everything is. So that's at one end of the bed. I do believe, don't remind Mike, didn't hear this from me. I think there's a printer. I think it's possibly fossilised, but it's still there. And the electric blanket, which Mike has finally taken off. Not bad for the UK. June, finally got rid of the electric blanket. But basically under the bed, pretty full. So we're going to have a plan B. I have actually literally just said to Mike, it would save so much space if we could just sleep vertically. He quite liked that idea. Hello, Simon. How are you and how's the build? How's the build? I just watched a video, or to be precise, I'm halfway through watching a video. And a guy has got a 2009 Cheese Grater Mac Pro and he is upgrading it. I'm fascinated to see how it turns out. But I must admit, seeing the grief he's having just sourcing the parts is putting me right off. But I would love one of those. So I will definitely see the video through to the end. Hello, Jonathan. How are you? You been out for a walk? Let us know. Hello, Paul. Good morning. How is it where you are? Let us know. We have actually heard today a lot of the Northwest schools are not opening. There is a reason for this. The R has gone over one in the UK. No, not actually in the whole of the UK. They're saying 0.9. Handy, isn't it? But in Manchester, it's gone over the one. So I've no idea if the school I'm a governor is opening tomorrow. I'm sure I'll find that out tomorrow. Easier to make a hack from scratch. That was my feeling. He was having to get a cable. It was like a Y cable and it was to do with the graphics card. And he said it needed 2 6-pin connectors. So he needed this Y piece and the Y piece took him like 2 weeks to source. So it did put me off because I thought, well, OK, it's a real Mac, as it were, but you're having to change the processor and really get deep and down and dirty with its innards to do it. So I just actually looked behind him and thought, yeah, there's two iMacs on the desk. It would be a kind of just indulgent project for me, which I must step away from. I must step away from indulgent projects. The studio was not an indulgent project. In fact, it does look pretty good now. And I found some stuff I'd forgotten I owned, clearly. Oh, honestly, the number of VHS tapes I've got. Do you know what I did actually truly find? There were three videotapes. One was a copy of the other one. So two of them were the same. But one was my graduation video. And the second was from a party that we had for my graduation. Mum said, you can either have a party for your wedding or your graduation. And I said, graduation. Because I know I'm having a graduation. Not actually sure about a wedding. And anyway, I would not have expected them to pay. So a friend who had a fantastic camera did some video of the dancing and the speeches and stuff. And I've got those on the shelf. So I've left those two on the shelf. But I definitely need to get them onto DVD sooner rather than later, obviously. Seeing as though we do have a VHS video recorder, but it's in the garage. Don't panic, the car's not in the garage with it. We don't put the cars in the garage because the garage is where the washer, dryer and all of those white boxes that do magic things, they live in there. So our old DVD recorders and VHS player is in there. Obviously going to have to get it out, but I'm taking tapes off the shelf and I'm like, whoa. But they had to go. And they had to go because while we were doing it, we recorded ourselves. Not for public consumption, obviously. We had Zoom running and we'd got the cameras in the right position. So I'm like, can you see the rubbish? Yeah, okay, that'll have to go. So we ended up emptying two entire shelves. And the thing was, it wasn't the bookshelf that's actually at the back, because that doesn't look that bad. You know, it's a bookshelf. There's books on it. That's it. It was the one at the side. Now, I think they're called a Scalid at IKEA. They are basically for CDs. So it's a 6 foot tall shelf that's only about 7 inches wide. And the idea was originally it took CDs. It will take a lot more than that if you tip them sideways and leave them sticking out at alarming angles. Guess who'd done that? So, everything had to come off the shelf and then the proper stuff go back at the right size and stuff. You should have seen the rubbish we found. Just saying. And the way that I'd got those was basically to fill a tiny space that was probably about 11 to 12 inches between a Billy bookcase and a bookcase that'd been there for years. And the thing with it was, I don't know what I was thinking, adding two in, because it meant that the bookshelf right against the wall, you can't actually get into the last sort of 6 inches of it because this scalloped thing is in the way, which means you've got to kind of take everything off the shelf from the other end. It's a long story. But I did it, and you should have seen the stuff that I found. I should do a video of the studio, shouldn't I? And show you all the dirty laundry and stuff. Oh, yes. The things that were there were possibly, yep, some of them were older than Jonathan. There you go. Definitely, definitely. So, computer's 100% functional now, but we'll work on it over time to tidy it up. That's probably the best way, because you might make changes yet. You never know, you might be tempted. So, Jonathan's had his walk, chat with parents and the grandparents, well ahead of his usual schedule. Excellent, Jonathan. I feel I'm ahead of mine, but do you know why? We fitted everything else in, but we didn't have time to eat. So at some point, you're getting a bit peckish. And Mike's on the other radio station doing the news as we speak. So he's looked to see what the old school was doing. They've decided to remain closed, but offer one-on-one slots for students struggling so they can book in advance. You know, when my school closed, because we just talked about this, mine closed because the heating wasn't working. We all did much better. I think they should have sacked the teachers myself. Could buy a PC that's hack compatible and use it as a Windows server primarily, but experiment with Hackintosh when you have time. Have time. There's a concept. That's probably a way to go. I think our priority, even more important than Hackintosh, is this, whether we go for a broadcast server. And if we do, where exactly are we going to put it? I've explained our adventures in the studio.
Oh, our adventures.
Yes. And the fact that, now, Kim had a fabulous idea, shove it all under the bed. And I said, sadly, been there, done that, under the bed's full.
Kim heard chicken. You were right, Kim.
Yes, it was chicken. On the way up with Lola. She's been very good, hasn't she? She was good last night while we were being very, very naughty on by request. What did you call the show?
The Which new show? Show?
I thought it should have been 1,000 positions and then some.
Okay, I haven't given it a name.
Ooh! Right, there you go. Suggestions are open for what to call tonight's news show for Brooklands. Obviously, if you were with us, you will know what the 1,000 positions refers to. A recap's needed for sure. I'm presuming that's about the studio.
Or Thingy Gate. Mario. Super Mario.
Super Mario in 1,000 positions. There you go. That would be a good MacBites. It was all to do with Mike's birthday present, wasn't it?
Super Mario and the Karma Suit and the Illustrated Karma Sutra.
Perfect. That's perfect. That's exactly right. What it should be called. She's now squeaking chicken some more. We had a ball last night, didn't we? Far more fun than would actually be good. In fact, we had so much fun that Kath said that some of us, I think she meant me, needed to go to confession. But luckily, it's closed, so I don't need to. I've got nothing to confess. I'd say that to the priest. You've got to remember, this is the same priest who, at the first barbecue we went to, I went in the kitchen for a drink, and, oh, what's that song? Is it Colour Me Bad? I Want to Sex You Up.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever, whoever sang it, it's called...
I Want to Sex You Up.
Yes, Mike. But it wasn't you singing it, was it? It was the priest singing it to me. So I don't feel I have any need to go to confession. None whatsoever. Oh, hello, Anthony.
What do we say? Super Mario and the Illustrated Karma Yes. Suit.
Oh, Paul had a laugh during Brooklyn's. Yeah, it got a little raucous, didn't it? That was comical with us and Mike's mother, though. We rocked up, and, you know, we've been going out for about, what, 4 months? Only about 4 months.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you're 20... Well, I turned 25 in the May. Mike turned 25 in the August. And you want to be grown up, don't you? Neither of us had dated anybody else. So we only started dating when we were 24. And it was like, oh, yeah, I've got to get something very grown up for him. He was 25. So I decided, you know, what do you buy a grown up 25-year-old first girlfriend? Illustrated Kama Sutra, obviously. Yeah. So I did. Hardback version. Still got it now, haven't we?
Yeah.
So I was saying, I don't know how we got onto that, but I was saying about Mike's 25th birthday, because that was funny enough. But the other bit that was just as funny, as far as we were concerned, was that we rocked up at Mike's mother's and I said, don't take the book. And he said, no, I'm going to take it. And I thought, oh, God, she's not got a heart condition, has she? But when we got there, she started singing happy birthday to him and she'd bought him a Thomas the Tank Engine cake. So we had a bit of a juxtaposition there with the cake that said suitable for 3-year-olds and the Illustrated Kama Sutra. Like I say, she recovered with time. It was never mentioned again. And Mike playing on the keyboard was priceless. I've got the full video of that, Kim. The only bit I don't have is the very, very end, because I've got to swing round and get the microphone unmuted. As Jonathan has discovered, unmuting and muting microphones. Yeah, that's pretty much all Saturday night for me. Mute, unmute, mute, unmute. I got complaints as well. Got complaints I did not open the microphone for Mike at the end of the United one. Right. But I did say, and we need to do that this week, Mike, that we need a duet with you and Kaz.
Yeah.
So we will set that up in our new shiny, tidy studio. Let's just say the studio had baby wipes in it. You're wondering, aren't you? That was to get the dust off things. But the baby wipes we had dried out, hadn't they? That's because we don't particularly go in there and tidy up on a frequent basis. But it's pristine now. Oh, and then we lost the M, didn't we? That was a calamity.
The M of MacBytes.
We have a light board, you know, like an A4 thing where you put letters on and it says MacBytes Live. And I picked it up and I took it into the studio and I said, where's the M gone? Because it actually said AckBytes. So then a big hunt was on for where the M had gone. Fear not, we found it. We found it. They're a riot, our Brooklyn's friends. They are. They were quite quiet last night, actually, weren't they?
Yeah.
They were much more riotous the week before. But when somebody said something about the Kama Sutra and Kath, at Kath's screen, and Kath said, not from my memory of it, like she'd read it. Anyway, it was a good night. We did have a very good night. And I have got the full one of that. What was the other one you were doing? Oh, I did Come On Your Reds as well. So, Kim, there are actually 2 longer videos of Mike. So I will edit that. Everybody else just seems to be able to put one up on the night. And I'm like, it's on my phone. And I don't want to fiddle editing it on my phone. So I'll transfer it to my desktop. But obviously, it's my computer that's doing all of the stingers and the broadcasting. And my voice, Mike's voice, I've run out of screens. I actually do need another screen. And I tested Duet app. I wondered if I could get away with Sidecar. But apparently, I need Catalina. So it was like a quick think, how much do you need Sidecar and how much do you need Catalina? And I'm sorry, but, you know, not having Catalina installed, won out. By a royal mile, on reflection. So what I did do was dust off Duet and it worked and it was very, very useful. I had WhatsApp on there and it was touch enabled, which was rather cool. But after about This was earlier in the week. I didn't try it live, obviously, for obvious reasons. About maybe an hour into it, I thought, everything's getting a bit sluggish here. So I had to bin that idea. But another monitor would be a good idea. I'm not even sure if I can run another monitor off this, you know. Yeah. Because I've already got it plugged into two ports at the back. I probably need excessive hardware. I wonder if I could put a dongle on the back in one of the monitor ports and then take it out to two instead of one. I need to investigate that. But at the moment, I don't need to move anything because the office was fine. Now, of course, the studio looks better, so I now need to sort the office out. Life never stops, does it? Hello, Paul. How are you doing? Have you been to see the house? I think I'm as excited as Paul is about this, you know. I am loving seeing it coming together. Looks amazing. CQ Deb, CQ, how are you doing? Did you say, because I haven't managed to get into Slack yet today, that Tracy said it had been raining?
Yes.
And thunder.
It's been throwing it down.
Yeah. Well, we have the sun here, so if someone could arrange for that to be collected and taken away from me, because I don't like it. It's back again. And the problem is, if it really throws it down, which it has done, and then the sun comes out, the grass grows. Now, at the moment, it's knee height. We're rewilding, if anybody asks. That's our excuse, anyway. But we're getting to the stage where the mower's not going to mow it, so we've got to get out there, haven't we, Mike?
Yeah.
Right, so Paul likes Duet with the MacBook Pro. The MacBook Pro full screen can still do other things. Yeah. I had it on my iMac. I couldn't get it working other than with a cable. So it worked great with a cable, but the bit that said, you know, you can AirPlay to it, no, that wouldn't work at all. I don't know why. There was a couple of issues with it. It was the big iPad, so I had a 12.9-inch iPad on a stand in front of me. And the first thing was, wherever you put it, yes, it was the latest version, because I didn't have it installed, so I downloaded the latest version, got everything up to date on it. The first thing was just like a practical thing. When I'm sitting here, obviously my left-hand monitor, it's on my left. Right-hand monitor, on the right. But wherever I put the iPad, it wasn't where it would spatially have been to access with my mouse, because it would have been like on the floor, because it would have been like the fourth monitor either on the right or the left, and I actually had it on the right, but on my desk it was on the left side. It kind of had to be there because that's where the microphone is. That was just a thing. I think you would have got used to that, and it flipped round and everything. It worked brilliantly from that perspective. It was just, it got a bit sluggish. And I'm assuming that it was that causing the problem. So I didn't want to do it during a live show. Last week, I'm using a developer edition of Farrago because I found a bug in Farrago. So I wrote off to them. This is when you get it free, Simon. Hello, Mrs. Simon, talking free. When you find bugs. So I found this bug. Oh, that's a new version of Farrago for free. And I sent it off. They sent me a developer edition back and said, is it fixed? And it was. So I'm using this developer edition. And then during the show, when somebody asks for a song and it's not in our system, then I need to go find it from somewhere else. And when I found it, I needed to play it. I need to add it to Farrago live. Now, if I stop Farrago, if I close it down and open it up again, it won't broadcast. So I have to leave everything as it is. So I added, I tried adding this thing and it hung. And the interface of Farrago went really weird. So I tried again and it went in. But this kind of misaligned interface was still there. And I couldn't close it down. So I had to just carry on regardless with it. So I didn't really want to be doing any fiddling with anything during a live show. Or we have to go off air while I fix it. And if you were with us last night, you will have discovered Lisa's problem. Every time there's a notification, it stopped the radio. And it's not us, it's Apple. And we have to explain, and it all gets complicated. But I could definitely see a use for it with a touch-enabled, with Farrago. Or I could put WhatsApp on it, one or the other. And I wouldn't need to switch keyboards or anything with that. So I'm tempted to try it again. I'll probably give it another go in the week. And make a decision, would it last for a 5-hour show, and then see how we go with it. You do actually need to decide what you're putting where at the beginning. We have a spreadsheet that we track the songs in, which was in a right mess by the end of it, wasn't it, Mike? It was all to do with that conditional formatting, which was working fabulously well, until it went strange, which caused problems. So then I've got to reset it whilst you're doing a show. So I've got that in Vivaldi, and I've got the system where we play the songs from. And my microphones are to my left, and they are in the way of the screen. It isn't that you can't see it. You've got kind of an overview of it. But if you can imagine looking at a 27-inch screen with a microphone in front of it, actually with two, you're dodging your head constantly, and it's which one to put over there. Do I put the actual thing that I'm playing it from, or do I put the spreadsheet over there? And it depends, I think, with which one you interact more. And actually, you find yourself interacting more with the spreadsheet, because that's where the track number, the track, the artist, who's requested it, and where the comments go. And then as soon as we'd finished, we had to tidy it up, didn't we?
We did.
Because it goes weird. Oh, you struggle with it.
It goes weird.
It does. We played last night 73 songs, which we were wondering about, because usually it's between 65 to 70 at a push. But somehow we managed to get another four in. Don't know how we did that. Probably because the first one that you picked, the theme from Thunderbirds, was 57 seconds. He hadn't told me that, though, so I wasn't ready to come in. But Jonathan's choices went down well, didn't they?
They did, the Who.
Jonathan's was Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses. Love that one. That frightened Tony P to death, Jonathan. He's the guy who loves all the old radio stuff. And the other one, he left me to choose. Anything from The Who. And I picked Barbara O'Reilly, which then got Nina rather hot under the collar, didn't it? Because she started talking about all the TV programmes she watches. I don't know where she gets the time. Woman must have square eyes. But we said, and what was the TV programme that was the theme tune to? And you had to be precise. And it was CSI New York. Not just CSI, CSI New York. Which got Nina onto all her favourite programmes and many new uniforms. But the benefit of that was she did post a link to, what was his name? Benton Fraser from Due South. And he had with him in every photo, he was a Mountie, Canadian Mountie. And in every photo, there was the dog. That's my dog, that, wasn't it? I wanted a husky till I saw a Samoyed. So I love the dog. Stephen Baker's the most fabulous dog. He was a deaf wolf, actually, wasn't he? Wolf Gross.
He was a deaf wolf.
And he was different in the what do they call it? The first episode they ever did.
Pilot.
The pilot. He was really furry and shaggy. And then when they went into the series, totally different dog. And apparently, I didn't mention this last night, but apparently Paul Gross, who was Benton Fraser, loathed the dog because he kept peeing on his leg. Oh, you just put up with it. Well, actually, you don't have to put up with that, do you? You say no when they're a puppy. No, that's not acceptable. And you train the dog. There's an idea. Train the dog. So, yeah, we had a very good time. Jonathan wants to know if you air guitared, Mike.
I think I did a bit.
He did. And which was the song that had, like, a trumpet or something? It could have been a clarinet, not sure.
Can't remember.
But he also did an air trumpet as well.
Air trumpet.
I need to catch this air trumpet happening live, don't I? I will do better next week, I will. Because obviously I've got my tripod now. So I can have that set up. Not that I didn't have a tripod before. But the tripod I had before was for a DSLR camera. And obviously a phone is nowhere near as heavy, and therefore you can have lighter tripods. So I will get the tripod up. Might even get the Joby Gorilla Pod out and find somewhere to attach it so I can keep an eye on Mike all night. Although at some point you took your wig off, didn't you? Did you have your wig on when you went to collect the groceries?
No, I took it off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe they've reported you from last week for doing that.
Maybe they have.
So, yes, he did air guitar, he air pianoed, and he air trumpeted. whilst I was walking, got some strange looks. Mike would if he ever went out of the house. But actually, your wig looks good. That was your mullet that I got you.
That was my mullet.
Yeah, but he definitely needs a new blonde one from ABBA wig. Oh, you should see the state of it. And the thing with him is, this is so funny, when he puts it on, first time he had it on, he kept flicking his hair over his shoulder. And he's like, this is getting in the way. And he's flicking it backwards and forwards. And I said, welcome to my world. Because if he puts his arm around me and he puts it on top of my hair, it pulls my hair. And that was what was happening to him. And obviously it never happened before. So that was good as well. What else did we play that was classic last night? We had some footy songs, didn't we? And we had the third part of Albert and the Lion from Stanley Holloway. Albert and his dripping sandwich. Did you in the States get that? The dripping sandwich. Oh, that one was fabulous. Now, he didn't even ask for that. I found that. Because to be honest, where would you find those these days? I bet Frank hadn't heard that one. Unless he happens to have a Stanley Holloway album. What else did you do? Oh, Norman Wisdom. That was amazing. I didn't know, like you didn't know. No idea. Norman Wisdom was a UK comedian. Old school comedian as well, many years ago. And he's got loads of albums. So when the guy rang and said to Mike, can you play something by Norman Wisdom? And it was in memory of their daughter. She died 13 years ago. She can't have been that old, can she?
No.
They're what?
About what's a scrunchie?
90, a scrunchie?
A scrunchie.
A scrunchie is your a hair tie.
Ah.
A hair tie. I have black hair ties. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's scrunchie. A scrunchie, Mike. I don't know how old she was. But she died anyway, and she loved Norman Wisdom. So it was like, well, he can't have had that many songs. We went to have a look, and he got loads and loads of songs there. So we picked the Lambeth Walk. But I was hoping we'd get a video, but he was obviously not in the mood last night, was he? Yeah. If they were remembering their daughter. So, yeah, we had a good time. We did have a good time. There were some classics in there, believe you me. And some that are that old. What was interesting was Mike's got a buddy, David, and I didn't even know David was listening until we started saying we were going to play the Salford Jets, at which point he appeared. These are really, really obscure songs that we're playing. And then we've got some normal stuff like Status Quo and You with Shawaddy Waddy. We had to squeeze Blue Moon in, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah. It was a good night. It was a good night. So Jonathan says, I'm guessing you can't make it a podcast because of the music. No, we can't. We can't make music available on demand, which is a bit awkward. What we can do with it is play it scheduled. So we could process that. I mean, obviously it's 5 hours, but it would only need topping and tailing, really. We could process that down to a programme and schedule it at a set time. So if we went out next week at 1 o'clock in the morning, we could then play the one from the week before if you missed anything. That's the only thing we can do with it.
Then he'd be awake for 5 hours.
Yeah, we could do this Thursday night. This is a plan. We should do our best bit, shouldn't we? Next week should be good because we've got somebody with a birthday next week. And I don't know what they're doing in terms of celebrating, obviously, with situation that we're in, but they usually listen, and we'll probably play some birthday songs, so we'll have to pick some cool birthday songs. And I threatened that Kaz, who is a great singer, Kaz does our jingles. If you've never heard our jingles, our Brooklyn's jingles, let's have a look at some Brooklyn's jingles. She did the worst song one. There you go.
The 196 worst song in the world.
And she did one last night that I absolutely love, which is the trio one. So what we do is we pick three songs.
Trio.
Yeah, she's trio. A little bit better than you, isn't she, Matt? Bit more tuneful. Here's the trio one.
Trio, trio. I want a trio and I want one now.
She's so talented. She's a teacher. She teaches at a stage school.
Oh, it's Grandma Isaac's birthday on Thursday.
Oh, fabulous. In that case, we're going to need this one.
Happy birthday to you.
That's our Brooklyn's birthday jingle. We played it for Nanny Isaacs. She won't be able to go in the garden centre for lunch with Grandpa, and he always takes her. You're going to have to take a plant round, Jonathan. Or put a background behind her with all plants on it. It's so sad, isn't it? We had a lady a couple of years ago. It was nothing to do with COVID, and she was 89, so it was her 90th birthday. and she was very, very infirm on her legs. Her legs were terrible. She could get to church if we took her in a car, but it was tricky because there was a wheelchair involved and getting her in and out was tricky. And she'd reached the stage where, you sometimes see this with older people, her skin on her legs was so fragile, it would literally just split. So you had to be so careful with her. But it was her 90th birthday and she was determined to celebrate it in style. It happened to be a Sunday and Nina's husband, who's called Mike, but we call him Chidge, because we've got like 19 different Mikes. So Chidge said he would take her in the car up to this local eatery, which is called, is it Manor Farm? Oh, I forget. It used to be Estes. Not sure what it is now. And it was at the top of the road next door to the church. So how far wrong could you go? He had less than a mile to take her. So he mentioned it and I said, what day did you say that was? So he said the date and it was April. And I said, hate to bother you. I said, but I think you'll find that's marathon day. And it was. So we get the map out. So we got the marathon map out and we're looking at it. And although she had less than a mile to go to get there, there was no way. The marathon route went up the main road, which you know we're on the corner. We're on the corner of a tiny road and a much bigger road. Well, the much bigger road is used for the marathon. So basically, you cannot cross the road. So if you want to get to church, you need to get up at 6 o'clock and move your car over to the other side of the road. And then you can go the circuitous route. Now, she lived over the other side of the road, but the marathon went straight past the restaurant she wanted to have a birthday party at. There was no way we could get her there, no matter what we did. So she could not have this 90th party on her 90th birthday. And about 4 or 5 months later, she basically had, like, you know, people sent cards and stuff. And you went round and said hello. But that was all that we could manage. We could not get her anywhere because of the marathon. It just, she could have had the party, which she did, but, you know, not on that day. And that was her 90th birthday. And she died about 4 or 5 months later. And it sticks with me that, like, okay, it's only one day, but, you know, it was this lady's 90th birthday. And she never really got over the fact she didn't have all her family on that day because no one could get there. We struggled enough just to get across the road and round by the church. I just think that is so sad. Right, she's already got flowers ordered to arrive. Excellent. Hope they look like that when they get there. Let's have a look. We ordered some flowers. I was quite impressed. We ordered some flowers for a lady who was supposed to be joining us at Alverston. Oh, they look gorgeous. They are very similar to the ones I ordered. I think they were going into Flora, but I ordered them through Amazon. And basically, she was going to join us, only she couldn't in the end because she wasn't too well. Now, it was before COVID, but not necessarily before COVID. It was the end of February. So she had a chest infection and she didn't feel it was wise that she went. We'd all paid. And what usually happens is when you make a block booking, they give you some money back. And it depends how much money back you get because they reduce the price the more people you take. So the year before, 2019, there was only about 16 of us. I think we got like £5 back, something like that per person. And what they usually do is just put it behind the bar and have a free bar with it, which doesn't thrill me because I drink water. So I would much rather have the £5 because it would take me a long time to spend that on water. But that's what usually happens with it. I think they've done that for about 5 years. So I said to Mike this year, he said, what are we doing with the block booking discount? I said, we are not putting it behind the bar for a free bar. He went, but it's expected. I said, I don't care what's expected. It's not happening because there's not just me that's teetotal. It turned out because we took a much bigger group. I think there was 36 of us. So we were getting more money back. It's £20 a head. So I said, I'm not doing that with it. So I said, what we'll do is we'll put it in envelopes and everyone will have an envelope and then they can take the cash. And if they want to use it for drinks, then they can. So that was what we did. But of course, this lady couldn't go. So we decided we'd send her some flowers. And weren't they pretty much like that, Mike?
They were.
Jonathan's got those for his grandma. And we sent them Amazon. And we were concerned whether they would get there and whether they would get there on the right time and that. And they did. And she was thrilled. She kept ringing us, didn't she? Because your phone was on DND. She was rung about five times to say thank you.
We kept missing each other.
We finally spoke to her. And she said they were absolutely gorgeous. So fingers crossed yours will look just as good. It's so similar to the ones that I picked.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what she would like, and roses can look a bit bare. I wanted something that was quite bright, and they definitely had the orange ones in like that. You can order flowers through Amazon. You can. I didn't know that either. But it was via a florist via Amazon. But it just made it a little bit easier for me that it was, you know, Amazon. So if you just go to Amazon and type in flowers... they look like the ones. Comes up with a florist, breathtaking, blah, blah, blah. But when you look, it can either be via Prime, which they are. So that would be Tuesday via Prime. Or sometimes they are sold by a third party. And the third party tends to be a local florist. So, and they were a lot cheaper than doing it via Interflora. So I think they're about £15 cheaper. I think that one is similar to the one I got. Let's have a look. Yeah, it sort of looked like that. So let's take that and share it. Sort of looked like that. So don't know how that compares price-wise, but it was... Actually, that says longer than usual, but Tuesday's not bad at giving them a... Yeah, now that says by Claire the florist. So they do come from a florist, but they are delivered Prime, so I didn't have to pay any extra for delivery because I've already got Prime. Which is always handy to know. It's amazing what Amazon stocks. You will, of course, be bombarded then with, you bought these flowers. Would you like this? How much does £5 really buy you in terms of alcoholic drinks? Well, what they did with it was they used to get wine. So it would you'd turn up and there'd be like 15 bottles of red and 14 bottles of white. But to me, it was just annoying when you don't drink. Just not on. Right, one of our directors at work had her 80th first weekend of lockdown. Our family planned a big surprise and had a party on Zoom. Do you know that can actually work? We did that the weekend before official lockdown with the Catanian thing. And it was a lot of them. It was their first time, wasn't it? On Zoom.
Mm.
And they loved it. They absolutely loved it. So it can work. I think at the moment for socials, people are getting a little bit Zoom exhaustion, which I can understand. I can actually understand that. But it can work really well. And, you know, just to see people when it's for something like that. We probably do something like that with Jed, won't we, for his birthday?
Oh, look who's in.
Stuart! Hello! Stuart, you missed it. We went over what we were up to last night. But you've probably, because you're in the Brooklands group, aren't you? You've probably seen the title of this week's news. If you raised eyebrows there, Mike.
Probably heard the news.
Probably heard the news as well. It must have been in two places at once. Not quite. You were probably about, what, 10 minutes, were you? Eight,
yeah,
10 minutes?
About 10 minutes.
And then he wandered in. So absolutely. Right. There was a story in This Country, Kim, about when they couldn't get to funerals. One of the local councils, Stuart won't be surprised by this because it's what I expected, it's what you expect. They said you can't do your own Zooms. It's okay, they said. We've got a system, they said, which promptly failed. How are you supposed to redo a funeral without digging them up again? But people were playing holy owl. Not surprisingly. Now, you went to a funeral, didn't you? A while back on Zoom.
I went to a funeral, yeah.
And it worked brilliantly. It was wonderful. I saw the video. So there was a replay of that one, wasn't there? But it was on Zoom. But what was so good about it was how the celebrant was so competent, wasn't he? Mm. You wouldn't expect it. I mean, our priest, no chance. Ned can turn a computer on, allegedly, but that's about as far as it goes. But this one was amazing. He had the prayer book in his hand. He had a camera in his hand. He was doing selfie videos. He was switching between cameras. He was amazing. And it was wonderful to see that. But the local council, no, the whole system died a death and that was the end of that. So nobody did actually get to see the funeral. You'd have to stop it, surely, at that point. Preferably before you'd buried them, rather than dig them up and try again. But you should have a backup. Like I say here when I'm going live, there are two microphones. If one goes, I'll just switch to the other one.
True.
You don't actually have two hooked up to me, do you?
No.
But in an emergency, I could just switch you over to my second one. You always need a belt and braces, preferably. So how much did you mention on the news about it?
I mentioned about the Kama Sutra. I mentioned about Stuart.
Oh, yes, and poor Amber.
Amber.
Amber's embarrassment. You're a bad dad, Stuart. I would have paid to have seen Amber's face. Stuart took his daughter Amber to, was it Priscilla of the something or other? Priscilla was mentioned, I'm sure. And didn't tell her up front about the attire in the first scene. So when they turned round and you could see the bare buttocks, the poor girl didn't know where to look. And Stuart enjoyed himself rather too much with that, I feel.
Yeah, I think so.
Stuart, it's just a shame you didn't take her to see Shawshank. Because when they came out... Now, Shawshank, obviously, I'm assuming a lot of you have seen it. Very serious film. Brilliant film. Loved it. Nobody mentioned to me there was going to be any nudity in it. And there were we with a coach and a half full of people from church in their 80s. So the opening scene was they all wandered out and they'd just been deloused. It's handy that with COVID, isn't it? Yeah. So all of the guys who were going to be in the play for the rest of it walked out and they had like their prison attire folded up, strategically placed in front of them. So I'm looking and thinking they don't look like they've got any strides on. But I thought, no, don't be ridiculous. You know, it'd just be the look of it. They'll have like skin coloured pants on. That's what it'll be. No, they all then turn round to march off into prison and they would start naked. And I just went, oh, my. I'm looking down the row and I'm thinking some of these are going to be on a defib in 5 minutes. And the rest of the play was just the F word, wasn't it? All the way through. And the only thing that was said on the way back home on the coach, because I thought, who's going to mention this? The only thing that was mentioned was, I thought the language could have been toned down a bit. I was so tempted to say, and the nudity. But I thought not better of it. Seeing as though it wasn't mentioned. Interesting that, isn't it? Because it was the nudity that struck me, not the language. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. There you go. No, I've not seen that one, Stuart. But I did see... It's the next trip to Magic Mike. Don't know if Stuart knows about Magic Mike. Mike did not know. I'm sure Stuart is aware of the film Magic Mike. My Mike was not aware of the film Magic Mike. So he's on a video conference at work and this woman turns around and says to him, oh, Magic Mike. Well, I swung round almost as fast as she did and just gave Mike the eye. Hello, Tracy. How are you doing? I believe the weather's bad. We've got some sun here, so I'm arranging to have it boxed up and sent to you because I have no use for it whatsoever. So I swung round and when he came off the call, I said, she called you Magic Mike. And he went, and? And I said, just Google Magic Mike. He Googled it. Education, wasn't it? Education. So, yeah, we might go and see that. But no, I did. Ooh, what's going on here? Here's a vote for COVIDiot of the day. Stuart, Jonathan, have you seen that video of Manchester yesterday? Piccadilly Gardens. Scary beans. Let's have a look. Which one's this?
Oh, I saw about this.
Oh, I saw that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, they pulled the statue down and slung it in there. There was also a picture, because all you can see there is press wanting to get pictures of it. I saw with that one, there was a photograph of somebody kneeling on the neck to make it... I guess that makes a good photo op for them. Let me get this video that I had from the other day. Not the one of Mike doing I Don't Like Mondays. Where did the other video go? I'm presupposing I called it Manchester. But with me, you never know. Could have called it anything. Let's try Manchester. Because I was thinking about next week. Tell me I did. Go on, tell me I did. It doesn't look like I did. Oh, I'm idiotic. Let's see if I can find it in my downloads folder. That would be the logical place to put it. But that does not mean that's where I actually put it. And it would have been before that or after. No, no, oh, there you go. I didn't put Manchester, Piccadilly Gardens. Right, I got this off Facebook, so I'm going to upload it to Dropler so you can see it. But this was yesterday. Probably about a mile from you, Jonathan, if that, Piccadilly Gardens. Too close for comfort. Let's call it that. So I'll let it upload that. It's only 7 meg. So it won't take forever. I'll make sure it's working first, and then I will share it with you. When we put some pictures up of Manchester on After Hours a few weeks back, I said the centre of Manchester is probably Piccadilly Gardens. And this video is 13 seconds of Piccadilly Gardens. So I will get that in there. There you go. And that was yesterday. You know, all this 15 minutes walk. Jonathan, don't walk up that way. I'm just saying. Watch that video. You'll go nowhere near the place for weeks. They want locking up, all of them. Because there's no social distancing going on there. None at all. Right, what's going on here? How many statues left? Ah, now you were from Bristol, weren't you, Tracy? Yeah. I think it sank, didn't it? I don't think they'll dare put it back. Doctors and nurses having their own marches. The R rate is over 1 in Manchester to start with. Half the schools won't go back now in Bury and Bolton. I have no idea what's going to happen with all of this. It's ridiculous. No continuing meetings anytime soon, are there? I noticed that Kieran was gearing up for September. I'm not surprised. I really am not. Can you imagine? Because it's going to take at least 2 to 3 weeks for these events to ripple through to the statistics. At which point, the R rate will probably be about 2 or 3. Are the government still having those press conferences? Because they said they were cancelling them. But when from?
I don't know.
So do we not have press conferences tomorrow now? I'll open up my TV and I'll update the guide and see if they're still doing them. But as I heard it, they weren't doing them because they weren't getting the viewing figures. As if it's some kind of Netflix series they're trying to renew. Just saying. I'm quite enjoying them. Because at least you realise just how idiotic the government are. Each one they roll out was more useless than the last one. And sadly, that was true as well. So I'm going to update this guide and see if we're going to have them tomorrow. If anybody knows, let me know in the chat. Well, my TV guide, because I've not updated it in weeks. There's nothing on, I don't watch a thing. This is just hooliganism. It is. Have you seen the video footage of a lady policeman on my horseback, and somebody threw a missile at the horse? Because I had not seen that somebody had thrown a missile at it. I wondered why the horse had bolted. But it was because somebody had thrown a missile and it hit the back of the horse. It bolted, jumping upwards, and slammed her into a traffic light. She's knocked off the horse in a very awkward fall. The horse then is beyond being caught. It starts rampaging around. It stamps on one of the protesters, and all of the other mounted police are circling her to keep her away from being kicked by the protesters. What? Are they mad? Or do I just not have that mob mentality? I could not do that, whether you agree with the cause or not. That, you can't do that. No. You're from Exeter, but a very strong link to Bristol. Yeah, because you mentioned that campus at Bristol. Jonathan says, don't see what violence and destroying statues is meant to accomplish. Me neither. A peaceful protest, something like Martin Luther King would have organised, would be far more powerful. It does seem a little bit like just... Maybe people have been at home for too long and they're desperately looking for a reason. But you look at the protests on Friday, Thursday and Friday, and they were socially distanced. And I mentioned it to you on the show. Completely socially distanced. That over the weekend, no, it's as if, I mean, we are in the middle of a pandemic. Have people forgotten?
I think they have.
I mean, I've not been out other than in the garden since March the 6th. And you've just taken the dog out.
Mm.
But a lot of the time we're running zoomies around the garden with the dog, aren't we?
Yeah.
Just having fun doing that. But I wouldn't even contemplate it. No, not safe. Not safe. Stuart says no conferences on a weekend, just during the week. Are these your video conferences with all your backgrounds? I saw that come through in an email from the BBC. It's an entire page. I'm sure we mentioned it on After Hours. It's an entire page of backgrounds to be used in Zoom. So part of the fascination of every meeting, Stuart, is Mike goes into the studio and he's in the Zoom meeting. I'm in the office, but I can actually tunnel through, not join the Zoom meeting. I tunnel through to the studio and screen share so I can see where you are. Let's get the link to those. It was Zoom backgrounds on the BBC, wasn't it? You were in the TARDIS, the last one I saw. Zoom backgrounds, BBC. That had a very interesting name, talking about the Kama Sutra. It's called The Joy of Sets. S-E-T-S. Do you know the one that I really fancied, Stuart? And to make it work, you'd have to really position yourself on the seat. That would be amazing. If you could have a Zoom background and a foreground, that one would work, Mike. Swap shop. That was me on a Saturday morning when I was a kid. Swap shop. Love that. Just to promote anarchy at this point. Peaceful process are fine, but it's way out of hand and the message has been lost. I totally agree. It has. It has. And we're getting weird stories out of the States as well. There was something about Trump yesterday and my jaw was on the desk. And I'm thinking, did he really just say that? But then I think, you know, I've never even visited the States. Maybe it's different over there. It just seemed incredibly inappropriate. But I did hear about that, Anthony. This parade attended by 200,000 people. Wasn't it to kind of celebrate the end of it? And then the second wave appeared. Was that on the BBC? That was the thing that I didn't read this article, but it was about the same thing. It will happen. It's already there. It's a terrible thing for the head teachers to have to make a decision whether they let the children back with this kind of thing going on. There's already been tests that have happened, and I think, was it 70 were found to have COVID in one county? And they've closed the schools again, but the government aren't doing anything now. So Stuart's going for the match of the day set tomorrow. Are you wearing the shirt? Are you wearing that shirt? Are you at the meeting, Mike? I've got to see this.
Is this Manchester number one, Stuart?
Are they groovy? Ian's good at Manchester number one. You'll be a talking point, Stuart. He didn't say that. It was a blatant lie. I saw the news conference. There you go, you see. When we get a report here, you've no idea how true it is. So I tend not to bother commenting or even thinking about it unless I actually see it. But also, there's like, as we keep saying, separated by a common language. Words have different meanings and different inferences. Do you remember the Louise Woodward trial?
Yeah.
She said, mind you, she was smiling when she said it, which didn't help. She said, I popped him on the bed. In the UK, that means I placed him on the bed. But apparently the word popped in the States implies violence. I did not know that. And I'm sure she did not know that. But it made a massive difference. So you have to be very careful with language, even with words like that. I mean, some of the words we use are colloquial, aren't they? And we would explain them. Like when we're training and you're saying, this is one I blue petered earlier. You can't say that. Nobody understands it unless they're in the UK. A better article. Right, maybe that was the one that I saw. But I definitely read about it and I thought, this is frightening. But at the time, obviously, there was nothing they were particularly protesting about. But now, of course, they've got something to protest about.
I might go for play school.
That might work really well.
The round window, the square window and the arched window.
Do you know what I think you should do?
Mm.
I think you should use the background that we've got now. Now, I've taken all that time to smarten it up. Now, Stuart noticed yesterday, he said, now I know why you don't have a bookcase behind you during your Zooms, because obviously he's thinking that the Illustrated Kama Sutra was on it. Stuart, it wasn't. But I have found some fabulous books on that shelf today. Stuart wasn't here at the beginning, so he won't have heard all of that. Today has been sorting the studio out. And we'd put a background in there for Mike so he could green screen it. But because he's working from home for how long has it been so far?
About 3.5, 4 months.
And it looks like he's staying that way for the foreseeable. If I hear the nucleus training once more, I will murder him. So he's moving into the studio while he's training and he needs a bit more room. So we emptied it, started taking stuff out of the studio. So on the bookshelf, I did find some classics. How old must that be? It was before 2K, because that was the update. So when did I qualify? Microsoft. Oh, 1998 it was. So it's been there 22 years. But I found my Microsoft NT Server 4 book, which is the Mark Minasai one that I think from memory's got something like 3,400 pages. So I've now given it prime shelf space. There it is. I had to get the dust off it first. And the one next to it was 1,001 tips for taking your Microsoft Certified System Engineers Windows NT4 server exam. She's a classic, but again, that will come in handy when we need a doorstop, Mike. It must be easy, 3.5 inches thick. But I've put them on the shelf so you can actually see them. So I will give the shelf one more look, and then Mike could potentially enable that and you could see it, because Illustrated Kama Sutra's not on there. But when we dig it out, I think that should be given pride of place. You know these people that have like a set and they put like pot heads and plants? I mean, plants in my office, why? I can kill plastic ones.
True.
So that's the last thing I need. But we could potentially put the Illustrated Kama Sutra there, like these people that put one book in a cube on an IKEA shelf, open at a certain page. And we could change the page every Zoom meeting. Then they wouldn't be listening to a blind word you were saying. Oh, no. They'd be looking to see what page is up there this week. Oh, it's for your work ones, the Manchester one. Oh, they'd never know. Just knock the blue out.
Yeah, but Stuart, I'm hosting that meeting tomorrow, so you can wear what you like. I don't think Ian would be happy with me saying that.
Is it a shirt and tie do?
I don't know.
Ooh, probably. You might get into trouble. You've got to have some special background though, Stuart. Maybe Priscilla of the Desert. There you go. Yeah, because after the show last night, Kath would be so proud of me, which was what I told her. Show finished, event, we tidied up after the show, make sure we had a list of everything that was played, and then Mike headed off to bed. So I thought, I'll put something on YouTube, because I don't watch the TV, but I do use YouTube, and I use YouTube like TV. I know that sounds weird. So I'm thinking to myself, musical theatre. What have we got? Because what's been happening is certain musical theatre productions have been made available free for a week. So I thought, what's this week's? And basically nothing I was interested in. But up popped one and I thought, oh, I've not seen that, but I've heard lots about it and I'd like to watch it. And then I thought, hang on a minute, what's that doing on YouTube? Because as far as I know, it wasn't an official thing. But I found a complete recording of Alexander Hamilton. Loved it. So I watched that on YouTube. So I then sent Kath a message and I said, you'd be so proud of me. I've just watched an entire musical theatre production. Hamilton. Loved it. She then came back and said, I've not seen that yet. Where did you see it? I want to watch it. So I ended up sharing the link. If anybody else would like the link to Hamilton, just let me know. I have got that. It's on YouTube at the moment.
I just misread that as I've got a beard meeting, not a board meeting.
That's a whole different thing, Mike. A whole different thing. It is. But yeah, the Hamilton thing was pretty good. It didn't look official. You could see somebody's head in the recording. But it was very, very well done. And the sound was amazing. Considering it was clearly a homemade production, as it were, the sound was incredible. So yeah, I enjoyed that. So I'm guessing Kath's been watching it this afternoon with Carolyn. It's not often I've seen something they've not seen, trust me. I wonder if I can get one of Rocky Horror.
Tracy wants a link.
Oh, you want the link? Right, let me go and get the link. Let me go and find it. Right, Hamilton. Hopefully it's still there. There we go. There is a link to YouTube. I will go check and see if it's still available. Because somebody says you need to rename this video so YouTube don't pull it down. But right now it's still there. And I do have an offline copy if it disappears, just saying. Didn't say that out loud. I wonder if there's any others like that. Yeah, I'm loving that. Hang on, there's another one. Is that the same one? That was put up in March. So yeah, there's another copy of it as well. Is it the same video, I wonder? He's put tracks on it. No. That's not got video with it. So he's only put up the audio. It still had 700,000 views. So, no, that one's the video. Les Mis was up there a couple of... Is that the album? I had no idea people were putting albums up on YouTube. That does not look like the production that I saw. But there's a production up there of it. It's amazing. Amazing the stuff people put up there. There you go. There's the link. Enjoy it, Tracy. Right, what's going on here? A board meeting. Starts at 2. Internet died at 10:02. You can always get in with your phone. That's what you had to do that, didn't you? For a council meeting. When our internet went.
Yeah,
our internet should not go. But it did. So there are some that are proficient with Zoom. Really? Really? But they can't multitask.
Yeah.
I actually said this, didn't I, to you? Mike put up some slides the other night and people logged in. And instead of seeing like the gallery view where they see all the faces, they saw these slides. And they started, didn't they? Why am I seeing this? Notice snarky voice. And I said to Mike, that makes me so angry. These people think that because they've been in a Zoom meeting once, they're now an expert. They are now a complete expert. But would they think if they'd sat in the cockpit of a plane for 2 seconds that they could fly it? Really? It's like saying that the job that Mike and I do for a living is obviously simple. And they've now attended one Zoom meeting and they're a flaming expert. Yes, not that simple, is it?
I had to stop. You were getting comments like, is this going to disappear? When am I going to see people?
Oh.
I had to stop and I had to explain that I put these slides up so that people know how to rename themselves. And once people know how to rename themselves, there'll be no need for the slides.
But that just proves the point, isn't it?
And Stuart and I were making snarky comments to each other in the private chat.
I just think, you know, you've attended one Zoom meeting and it worked a certain way. You then attend another one. I mean, like I said to you, the exact example I used with Mike was... You know, would you assume, having turned an engine on in a car, that you were Stirling Moss? And apparently a lot of people think they are. It is not that easy. It's not. And I wouldn't dream of going into a meeting, even with all my experience, and making a snarky comment about what's on the screen. Because when you go into Zoom meetings, the buttons at the bottom constantly change depending on what's enabled and what's not.
There you go, Stuart sums it up.
Best was someone asking how they can change their name whilst the slide showing how you did it was showing. Oh my God. Maybe you need another slide, Mike. You need the one that says, read this. Nothing else on the slide, just read this and then switch to it.
I want to see my friends. I don't want to see some instructions. Shut up and rename yourself.
As they came in with your Maud's iPad. And that did happen, which was the meeting where somebody came in and you didn't know who they were and you nearly kicked them out. It wasn't you, it was Chidge. Chidge nearly kicked them out.
Yeah, he'd come in on his iPad because what it does is it picks up the name. Your name is displayed, usually based on your device name. There have been occasions where because... You were the last one logged in next door, or it's picking it up from your login name. It's logged in as you.
Mm.
But, you know, I know how to rename myself. But others don't. And somebody was logged in as something strange, like iPad 123456. And I'm like, kick them out. Yeah,
no,
there was Zoom.
They didn't reply when you asked, yeah. You know, can you rename yourself? They didn't reply. Wasn't it something like,
I forgot what
Jefferson
it was.
Jefferson or something.
I forgot what it was. I did say it on the news a couple of weeks ago.
The thing is, if you're in Zoom and you tap a link, no, you're in your email and you tap a Zoom link and it opens up the Zoom app, you don't actually have to be logged in. But if you are logged in, it will use your login name. So then you don't have to rename yourself. But if you're not logged in, it uses the device name. So that could get really dicey, couldn't it?
Mm.
I mean, I know Peter's been in a million times and it says Andrea's iPad. But at least you know his wife's Andrea, so it's probably him. But this one was something totally random. So Anthony had one chap saying, all I can see is the sign into Zoom, and it was because someone else was sharing their screen. Which was the one you had where somebody clicked share their screen
I was just going to say, Anthony, we had a similar situation a couple of weeks ago. It wasn't a work one, it was a Catenium meeting. And... somebody was obviously, either they did it accidentally, or they were playing around with the buttons at the bottom of the Zoom window, and they ended up sharing their screen and they were playing solitaire.
They could have been doing much worse. No, that happened the first time we did one for Brooklands. Ian.
Oh, yeah.
Ian must have thought that share screen.
No,
meant...
Ian knew exactly what he's doing. He was playing around.
I'm not sure at that point, you know, because he was sharing stuff he had in a browser.
Was he?
No. Mm. I think it was the first meeting he'd been to. But you see share screen, and he must have read it as, oh, for me to see everybody else, I need to click share screen. At which point, he promptly shared his browser, and he had the Daily Mail open. So that was possibly only marginally better than porn. Seriously. Because people were saying, oh, you got the Daily Mail open.
I was doing the other day, I was doing a support call with my mother over Zoom. I said, can you share your screen? Click the green share screen button at the bottom. So she did. It says, screen sharing has been disabled by the host. I said, oops.
Because that was you. Yeah, well, you've secured it, haven't
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
You've secured it.
For my own good.
Well, yeah. With the meetings you run, absolutely. Right, I'm having a look here. I've finally updated my TV guide. And there's no press conference tomorrow on BBC. Do you know what they've got on instead?
No.
Programme called Pointless. So really, no change there then.
Mm. You know what happens in Pointless when the scores are equal?
Yeah, yeah. Lockdown.
Lockdown.
Lockdown. Lockdown. Well, I actually love Pointless. Not seen it for a while, but I do love Pointless. So I'm going to have a look at the BBC News channel and see what that says.
Is that why they put it on? Because
there is no press conference tomorrow. There you go. So, no, we're not getting the benefit of hearing all about these figures that are going the wrong way now. We'll all know anyway, but that's not the point. But that will kind of send the signal that it's all over. So the R rate will be at about 1900 before we know it. It's only a matter of time. I'm not venturing out
the door. They think it's all over.
It will be for some. And that's not good, is it? Poor Simon. I forgot to attend. So you did learn to shut down all unnecessary windows before sharing just because I had so many open and I couldn't find the one I wanted to share. I told you this virtual training conferencing thing is not as easy as it looks. I don't know where I got it from now, but basically it was like all the things that could go wrong in virtual training. And I shared it with somebody who works in the same thing, and we were just like, every single one. It's just this attitude that people have. I've done one Zoom meeting now, I'm an expert. As though I would not say that to anybody with any job. Even I did the first virtual conference, didn't I? It was 2001. So 19 years I've been doing virtual training. And even now I have a checklist, and even now stuff goes wrong that has never happened before. I've had a mouse pack up in the middle of it, had a keyboard turn itself off. Well, you guys know that happened in After Hours. Keyboard went and I had to get one from Mike. But the only keyboard he had was a cabled keyboard. Not an issue, you think. You only need to plug it in. Have you seen my setup? Where are you going to plug it? Luckily, behind the iMac, I've already accommodated for this. Behind my iMac, there's actually a lamp on the wall, because my office used to be a bedroom. So the computer desk is up against the wall where the headboard would have been. So there is a light which signs up nicely, gives a lovely effect. But what I'd done with the light was I'd wrapped spare cables around it. Because the other problem with the keyboard Mike gave me was the cable was like 2 foot long. There's no way, given where my computer equipment is, you could have plugged this thing in anywhere. So I literally just reach over, grab the cable, pulled it onto the desk, and then plugged straight in. But if you don't have that ready, anything could go wrong. And I could probably write a book bigger than that Server NT4 book about things that could go wrong and have gone wrong. The Confessions of a Virtual Trainer.
Hmm.
Oh, that could be better than the Kama Sutra. There's a lot of stuff that can go wrong. I did one once. You weren't even here, Mike. This was a classic. This was probably the most nerve-wracking I'd ever done. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon in the UK. And Mum and Dad were here and Maya was here. So they were all downstairs. Mike was at work and I was doing this presentation, which normally wouldn't have been an issue. But for some reason, I don't know why I wasn't logged in on 15 devices, but I was doing the presentation in Keynote. And the way Keynote works is as soon as you start sharing the slides, all your screens black out. I had no idea if I was connected to the internet or not. I had no idea if anybody was there or not. And I had no idea if they're asking questions or not. And the presentation was probably about 40, 45 minutes. And I said at the beginning, you know, I'll be taking questions at the end, put them in the chat, etc. But about 40 minutes later, I came out and there was loads of people there and they were chatting. But I did the entire thing blind, not actually knowing whether there was anybody there or not. Obviously, if Mike had been here, he would have been keeping an eye on that. That's why you have a technical assistant or a producer. But I didn't have one, so I had to just go without. I was connected via the phone as a secondary backup, though. Right, I read an article on the BBC where this woman had flashed her husband during a Zoom meeting. She'd forgotten about the mirror behind him and everyone had seen her.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find it. There it is.
Brilliant. There are no mirrors in the studio. Don't panic. There was the one that we shared about Trini from Trini and Susanna. And she was doing some kind of makeup tutorial or something, Trini, on either Instagram TV or something like that, maybe TikTok. And her fella walked out of the shower totally naked and just toddled off behind her. I mean, I don't know about you, but I tell you when we're live.
Mm.
We actually have a light that says, is it on air or live? I can't remember what the actual wording on it, but it lights up bright red. Don't come in and start effing and blinding over something. We're live. Open microphone. Oh, my God. Mike, I actually read that you did that then.
No, I'm copying and pasting in chunks. Because you can only have a certain number of characters in the chat.
I got this image of you doing it. But there again, we've all seen Mike, haven't we, doing his... what were you doing last night? I don't like Mondays. I don't like Mondays is one of his favourite. Kim's glad she got tape on the camera. There are times, Stuart, when Mike is so warm in here that the shirt comes off. So it could have been true.
That is not me. That is me copying and pasting.
Right, you copy. We've got it now, Mike. We've got it.
It's called Your Coronavirus Lockdown Confessions.
Crying out.
And it's on the BBC website. There you go.
Get the link. Put the link
I've
in.
I've stuck the link in.
I'm loving that. No, my iMacs do have... it's like him. It's like tape, only it's not tape. You literally can't tell. I'll take a picture of it. Right, let's get on to... Where are we? There we go. Right, I will take a picture of the top of my screen. You will not be able to see it. Right, let's get that up onto Dropler. Share to... Come on, let's get a Dropler. Away you go. It's not tape. It's a sticky label, but it's not a paper label. It is a kind of... Yeah, there literally is nothing to see. You can't see the camera or anything. See all those open browser tabs. But no, you can't see a thing. Let's get the link. I covered that up because in Zoom... Yeah, I think it's probably the old version of Zoom. You used to be able, the presenter, so the Zoom master, the Catinians have a word for it, don't they?
Mm.
Zoom master. The Zoom master could not just request your microphone and camera, they could actually turn them on. So I thought, well, having none of that. So I put this sticker on it. Is that the right link? It is. Put it sideways for crying out loud. But if you look at the top above the one that says Fergus, that's where the camera actually is. But you can't see it because it's got this black sticker over the top of it. But it doesn't look ludicrous. I actually saw someone who was doing an interview the other day and they got a post-it note over the top of it. But mine doesn't look ludicrous. You don't actually know that it's there. So I've covered it up with that. But I do have two webcams, as you know, and they're off to the side. But they tend to face away from me. So there's no embarrassing moments. Embarrassing moments are not going to happen. But oh, that poor woman. Well, she doesn't seem bothered about it, does it? She seems to be quite laid back about it. I'd be mortified. Mind you, I don't go around flashing you, do I, during your webcons? Just saying. Mind you, if you left the door open and I bobbed out, I would be behind you.
True.
Luckily, the door shuts by itself most of the time, doesn't it? Which is very annoying. So we block it open. But yes, there have been some really funny ones there. Ooh, Anthony's got a toy over his webcam. Is this a proper one? It's a proper little slidey thing. I did look at those, but I wondered how easy they were to get off. Yeah, they're the proper ones. I did look at those. Isn't the price silly? You can get 3 for £5.50, but 6 for £7. But they're good because they'll go on your phone as well. And I did look at those, but it was just, how easy are they to get off? These stickers that I got, let's see if we can see them. They were very inexpensive, and that you can take them off, and they don't leave a kind of residue behind. So if you just want to put one on temporarily, you can. Were these the ones? They must be. They must be that one, because I wouldn't have bought black dots for anything else. So that's what I bought. £1.48. And how many were in it? 180. So I should be all right for a while with those. They're kind of a rubbery feel, which means they do actually peel off nicely. And that is just big enough to cover the camera. So it pretty much has that on it all the time. One in the studio now doesn't, though, because that's basically become the Zoom room. So we've taken that one off there. So, yeah, you're in there all the time. Ooh, a silver dot sticker. Sounds nice. I went for something that made... just kind of fitted in with the iMac, so it didn't look like I'd put anything on it, because I was annoyed every time I looked at the post-it note. So I got rid of the post-it note. But that's worked really well. I've got the packet in the drawer. I've probably used about half a dozen, because I put them on, and then on the odd occasion they need to come off, just peel them off from the corner. You can put them back on. The only time they need really changing is when you've had to kind of pick at it to get it off at the edge. But that's worked well, and I've had them. I ordered them November 2014. So I wonder why I was doing that on the 21st of November, Mike, considering Mum was ill. No idea. It was obviously a priority for... Oh, I know why. I'd be taking the laptop downstairs, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
So I put one on the laptop. Mm. So yeah, that was when I was downstairs looking after Mum. So they work on the laptop, they work on the desktop, and you literally, it looks like there's nothing there. So there's nothing to see, move along. The only thing they don't work on great, obviously, because they're black and not white, is white iPads and phones, for which I'd get white ones, but I haven't bothered. They're just in a case where it folds over, so I don't need to worry about it. Ooh, that's fantastic, isn't it? We've now got options now, but that's what I used. So what have we all got planned for this week? What week are we heading into? Is it week 13 for us? I think it is. And it's 100 days for Kim. Not forgotten that, Kim. You've got 2 days to go. That's alarming. We're only 14 days behind you. Do you intend to go out in the next 14 days?
To take the dog, yeah.
No, I mean out. You know, no. People out.
Probably not.
No. No, definitely not happening in the next fortnight. So I'm thinking we will reach 100 days, but Kim is going to get there first. I think we should have a little celebration for that, Kim. Or maybe celebration's the wrong word. We will memorialise it. Oh, no, you've got to go out. Oh, no. That can't do that virtually, can they? Well, hopefully they're being as careful as the dentists. Aren't the dentists opening tomorrow?
I think they are.
I'm supposed to go in 3 weeks, but I'm not going. No. He'll have to wait. He'll have to wait to see me. Jonathan's got a presentation to give twice because people can't read an email or a knowledge base article. Jonathan, we've ascertained they can't really read slides on a screen either. So how are you doing this? Have you got dancing bears and things? Something to entertain them? You have to think of your audience as 3 years of age with an attention span of a goldfish. Yeah. Let's see how that goes. I can't wait to hear how it goes tomorrow, Jonathan. So let's see, you might get some coming to the second one who should have been at the first one. They want to see it again because it didn't quite gel the first time. you're going to screenshot the knowledge base article and stick it on a slide. How long is it? Oh, it's on Thursday. Oh, right, okay. We'll make a note of that. Thursday for Jonathan's presentation. Have you run it by some kindergarten children? Because if they get it, you know, you should be all right with the rest. We'll see how that goes then. What are we doing? You're back at work, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm at work tomorrow.
Yeah. That'll come as a culture shock.
Yeah.
So, if you're locking the studio door, keep Lola out.
No.
So she'll think you're at work.
No.
She never goes in there, does she? She's not one for headbutting doors open. Mayo was. He'd headbutt a locked door. He just had this complex, like a god complex, that if he pushed on a door, it would automatically open. So when we took him out when Dad wasn't well, I'd drop Mum at the hospital and then I'd come back with Maya. And I had to open the back gates. You all know about our doors and our keys. I had to open the back gates, get the car in, close the back gates. But if I left him in the car, he went mad. So I'd have to get him out of the car. But then I had to open the conservatory door, the kitchen door and the internal kitchen door before he headbutted them. And it didn't always happen in that order, I'm afraid. And when he headbutted it, it didn't open. He'd just stand there and look at it as though I should have people for this. And I'm rushing around trying to unlock the door so I can open them for him. But he used to love headbutting doors. But Lola, no. If a door closes, she just stands and looks at it and then looks over her shoulder at you as though, come on, come on. She has slaves for that, Mike and I. Bless her. Bless her heart. So Mike will be back at work. I'll have a project to do, which I will share with you later. And you're quite right, Kim. We had no national disasters during the vacation. And we had no disasters here, did we?
No.
It was actually quite peaceful. Could get used to this. We do have two more holidays this year to contend with, though. So the jeopardy isn't over yet. We have a week in end of August, early September. And we have our main holiday. 4.5 glorious weeks off at Christmas. That's our main holiday. So that's when I try and plan to do things that would involve more than sort of 5 minutes. Actually, I didn't think the studio was going to take the time it did. But it did.
Okay.
Even though we're only moving books and stuff. And trying to find room for the Illustrated Karma Sutra, page 76.
Bread update. that bread looks update. Delicious. Look.
Oh, Simon makes the most amazing breads. Let me have a look. Mike surprised me yesterday, didn't you? With some Italian stuff.
Yeah.
Which was very nice. Oh, that looks nice. Oh, we've got video of it now. That does look gorgeous. Do you know who's been making this for a while? And it never looks as good as that. Oh, wow. Rory from the BBC. Rory from the BBC has been baking for about 3 or 4 years now. 18 rated movie. Where we all sleep. What's that? Where we all sleep. Us. Is that for us, Kim? Let me know. I've got a weird symbol. Why have I got that?
What?
Oh, I've got an account switching thing. Yeah. I've never seen that before. Okay, let's close that down. That's frightening me. So we'll close that down. No, I usually keep Facebook. I'm in Vivaldi, but I keep Facebook locked away in Firefox. And then I don't see silly things reminding me of things that I don't know what it's talking about. So that's what
Kim, we're going to learn to sleep vertically.
Ah, yes. Where will we sleep? Do you remember? No, you probably won't because you won't watch it. It was a film and it had Michael Douglas in it. I think it was called Coma. Medical thriller type thing. And they had comatose bodies suspended on basically strings. Very space efficient. We could do with doing something like that. We literally have not an inch of space for that stuff because we've got other stuff that needs sorting out. So I'm thinking of putting the videotape aspect of it in a box. Just need to find somewhere for the box then. Yeah, he knocked one of the body, it was the woman, wasn't it? He had the operation. Or was it the other way around? Somebody was in the ceiling bit over these strings and knocked one of the strings and the body started shaking. You see, it's watching movies like that put me totally off anything medical, isn't it, Kim? I shouldn't do that. But you know what? I'm like a moth to a flame. Can't help it. And I did see, Kim, this week's episode of Grey's in the UK was the one where they had masks with the transparent bit. And it was because they had a doctor in who was deaf, I think. Yeah, she was lip reading. So they had these masks. And I thought, I can't mention those. So it was that episode. It is a bit of a weird series, though, isn't it? Because people are going between hospitals and stuff. And you're thinking, do you know what? I just actually want standard stories and less about them playing around, moving and the politics of it. So it is a little bit of a different series. But I'm still enjoying it. You should see the rubbish we have on here. That I don't watch. I just watch stuff on YouTube. YouTube's fabulous. Probably wouldn't watch anything if it wasn't for YouTube. Anyway, we haven't eaten, as I said, so we are about to head off and get something to eat. Have we made a decision on what yet, though?
No.
No. Mm. We'll take suggestions. If anyone gives a quick suggestion. It gets better in a couple
cheese
of episodes.
Cheese on toast.
Good. Ooh, cheese on toast. Omelette. Sounds actually nice. Cheese on gluten-free toast. Ooh, quite liking that. I will look forward to that then. Our episodes are on, I think it's Monday or Tuesday. But there's another one that's been on that's stunning. I am really loving that. It's called Lincoln Rhyme. I think it's The Hunt for the Bone Collector. And we're up to the point, I think it's episode 7. I'm not sure how many episodes there are, but that was fabulous. So I like that as well. Those are the only two that I'm watching at the moment. That's it. That's it for me. So we are going to head off and get something to eat. Why do you use the eggs that didn't get delivered, Mike? Because 12 eggs, Stuart, not equal to 2 6s. Clearly. They do that with me at Morrison's. We didn't put this in or we didn't put that in. And then I open it and I think, well, you clearly did. Then I check the bill. It's not on the bill. So I say, you've not put this on the bill. No, we didn't send it to you. And I said, it's in my hand.
So I ordered but here's an example. Ordering a 2 kilo bag of sugar, but they didn't have it in stock. But they sent me 2 1 kilo bags instead.
Yeah, but if that was Morrison's, they would swear blind they didn't send you that and they're not billing you for it. There was one item I wanted to send.
Cheers, Paul.
Good night, Paul. There was one item that I ordered. It was 70p. And it arrived and it was damaged beyond use. Then I totted up the rest of it and that they'd sent me what I'd asked for. No, they sent me more than I'd asked for. I asked for one of something. They sent me 3. When I totted it up, it was something like £15 worth. I thought I won't bother with the 70p that wasn't right.
I suppose they've got to tell you in case you kick off over it.
I suppose so. But, you know, 12 eggs are 12 eggs, whether they're in a box of 12 or a box of 6. Just saying. Anyway, we are going to head off and have something to eat. And we will be with you tomorrow, same time, same place, heading into week 13 of Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. But for now, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
We will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.